Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Mikkel Knight, where health and wellness are one. I am an educator, author, speaker, radio show host, a full circle health coach, and passionate about healthy living. So let me just tell you up front that at the very end, you will get a little gift. It's a free download of something very important. And I just want to make sure you stay to the end of the show, and then you can go and collect on that. Today's topic is food and recipes, myths and facts. And, wow, does that get me in trouble already? No, actually, you know exactly what my style is. I'm here to trigger your brain to think before you act in whatever you do. And that's why I love some of those controversial issues, because it makes us all think, including me. So let me ask, have you been listening to the news with all the controversial topics about healthy foods? It just kind of reminds me of Ripley's Believe It or Not game. But then I decided, God gave us two ears to listen and to hear. Then we need to think, look for a scientific answer that substantiates the answer, that substantiates what's been said. You know, quite often we go to the contrary of what our organs are intended to. As I said, God gave us two ears to listen twice as much as one mouth to talk. Yet, we have the tendency to talk more than we listen. So that's why I like to put out those myths, those facts, those questioning things, so we all actually can take a minute a day to think about it. So the first product I want to ask you, are the dairy products. Have you heard any myths about it? Yes? No? Do you know the facts? Well, let me tell you that when I was young, we were able to have an egg a week or something. It was just after World War II, and so we didn't really have that much money for too many things. But then the time came when it says, oh, we shouldn't really eat egg yolks. So we need to change that. So just the egg white. And what did we do? We threw away the most important part of the egg, the actually healthy cholesterol, the healthy fats, the nutrients, the health benefits that are in the yolk. And now these days they say again, you can eat eggs, but eat them complete, eat them with the yolk. I go, how confusing is that? Another one are the dairy products. Are we supposed to eat them? Yes or no? Well, when we eat them, what do we have as benefits? Or what do we have as negatives? I know I used to like milk. And I remember when I was a child, my mom started us on whole milk, and then we started going down to 2% milk, and then it went down to non-fat milk, and now I don't drink milk anymore. But the cheese, for example, I used to love cheese and bread. That was usually our snack at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, now people say you shouldn't really eat cheese. Why? Because of the high sodium in it, and it has some other things such as preservatives, and those usually have a negative effect on our body. Grains. Oh my, we're told whole wheat grains are so healthy, and we should eat those and leave the white flour behind, and oh, you know, there's so much more to it. And what are the lectures these days? Oh, stay off the grains. Grains are not really that healthy for you, at least not too many grains. Why? Is it because they were not grown organically? Or what are the negatives? Why are people going back to the paleo diet where they eat mostly raw fruits and vegetables and nuts and things like that versus the people who eat the high grains and the meats and all those things? Oh my, I really don't have the answer to that. But from personal experience, I can say since I've been cutting out the grains and I don't eat much, once in a while I eat a slice of homemade bread. The reason why I do that is I know exactly what's in it. There is no MSG in it. There are no preservatives in it. I make it fresh. And I started that a few years ago when my father-in-law came to live with us. I also avoid the sodium in it because so many people have high blood pressure and more sodium in a diet raises the blood pressure. So what I do for my bread, that's just a quick recipe I'm going to spill here, is I make it usually with a bread maker because it's easier. It's easier on my hands. And I can do other things in between because the bread machine takes care of it. So I add 4 cups of flour to it. And there, you know, you can add kind of what you like. I just buy the bread flour usually, put 3 cups in it, 1/2 cup of oatmeal, and 1/2 cup of, be it coconut flour, which is gluten-free, or be it rye flour, or cornmeal flour, whatever you want, you can do it. You can play around with it. Then I use 2 scoops of yeast. That's the Fleischmann's dry yeast for the bread maker. And 2 tablespoons of brown sugar or coconut sugar because they don't have all the calories and all the negative side effects. And instead of using egg or butter, I use the flaxseed meal. And what I use is 6 scoops of flaxseed meal. And I found out that for it to work really well, you need to double that for water plus 1 tablespoon. So to make the math easy for you, it's 2/3 cups of water for 6 scoops of flaxseed meal. Put that in the refrigerator when you have it mixed and let it cool off and kind of start blending a little bit. And after I have put the flour, the oats and all that stuff and the sugar and the yeast in it, I put the lukewarm water in it, 12 ounces. It needs to be lukewarm so it can activate the yeast with the sugar. If it's too cold, it won't. And if it's too hot, it's going to burn it. And then I put the flaxseed that's already mixed with the water with the 2/3 cups in on top of it. And then I can close the lid and check which setting I want, push the start button, and when it beeps, it's done. Now, there are different ways you can do it too, but I don't have time for those today. With the meats, as I said, I stay away from pork. I don't eat really beef anymore, maybe once every 2 months or so for an occasion if I'm invited somewhere. But I eat mostly fresh chicken and a healthy fish. And then fruits and veggies, yes, I love those, and I get more and more used to them. And sometimes we don't eat the full thing that we need, the full amount. And there are different charts on how much you should eat. But the one that I go by is about 10 to 15 servings a day. Now, I don't always eat that in fresh fruits and veggies. So I use actually some whole food capsules that have fresh fruit, veggie, and a little bit of whole grain in there. No preservatives, just dehydrated, so it's pulverized. And those help me to make sure that I have the nutrition I need. So with each of these questions, you can actually also ask, should these produce or products be put in a refrigerator, yes or no? Remember last week's session where I mentioned a few very specific fruits that should not, or foods that should not be refrigerated because they lose their value, texture, flavor, vitamins, or if they put in not fully ripe, they will not continue ripening when you take them out. So again, with each question that I asked, ask yourself, why should you or why should you not put it in the refrigerator or eat it? All these questions. Are these myths and facts actually general ideas, or what should we make out of them? Should they apply to everyone or according to individual needs? Are health, age, youth, activity level, mobility, etc. considered when people write these charts, the things we should go for? Well, I don't know. So always, you know, just kind of think about it. God gave you a brain to use it. And when you're not sure, do your research to figure it out. The gift I was talking about for you is go to http://www.teeninc.com/poetry/all, that's A-L-L, /article/265958. /nutritious-food-fats-what-i-eat. And then you can get some nice poems about nutritious foods. As I told you already, my personal experience with the egg yolk, that it went from eating a whole egg to only eating the white, and then finding out that the yolk has actually a lot of good nutrition in it. So I go back to all of that again. Now, science says that eggs are healthy for us, and I no longer throw the yolk out. It actually contains a healthy fat, nutrients, vitamins, and so forth. Check it out. For the conclusion, I want to say, always verify first before blindly believing. Hearing is one thing, believing another. When in doubt, ask your doctor, dietitian, coach, counselor, or better yet, do your own research to verify. So now that I've given you a few things to think about, I'm going to give you my contact information so you can let me know what you think, or if you have any questions, let me know. It's www.miklknight.com, MICLKNIGHT.com. My mailing, my email is dythomson@miklknight.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956. And truly, I would love to hear from you and hear your stories, your experience with what I'm talking about, so I can actually say, you know, I can substantiate some things or maybe recall, depending on what is needed. Again, you can reach me at www.miklknight.com or dythompson@miklknight.com, or the phone number again is 562-335-4956. All your comments are greatly appreciated. And if you do contact me, I will give you an extra recipe of something. All right, just especially for you for contacting me and letting me know what you think and how you do things and whatnot, so I get to learn from it. Anyhow, I do wish everybody a most wonderful, happy, healthy, and blessed day and a wonderful weekend. Keep safe. And until next week, stay healthy and empowered. Again, contact me with any questions or suggestions, and I will be more than happy to talk to you or answer your questions. And just for contacting me and helping me out, I will give you an extra free recipe of some of the recipes that I use. Okay? Have a wonderful day and keep safe. Bye-bye.